This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two gun rights groups are asking a court to block a new Colorado law banning so-called ghost guns. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The National Association for Gun Rights and a local group, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, filed the suit on Monday. It's the same day Colorado started requiring all guns in the state to carry a serial number. The law means people can no longer 3D print firearms or buy and assemble them from kits that don't come with trackable numbers. The lawsuit argues the ban violates the Supreme Court's new historical standard for gun laws, because in the early days of the country, many people engaged in gunsmithing for their own personal use. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Several local agencies are partnering to launch a new fire training academy, including Pikes Peak State College, Black Forest Fire Rescue, and the Monument Fire District. The inaugural course starts in mid-January and consists of mostly new hires at the Black Forest and Monument agencies. Jonathan Bradley with the Monument Fire District says it's a good opportunity for others as well.
One of the really nice benefits about this is you may have students who are unaffiliated, meaning they're not employees of a fire department, who have an opportunity to apply to be part of this and attend this academy.
Graduates can receive several certifications, including a qualification for wildland firefighting. Telecom service providers Dish Network and EchoStar, both based in the Denver area, just completed a merger that was announced last summer. The combined company, under the EchoStar name, will be based in Englewood. The deal reunites two businesses that split in 2008. Transgender youth and their families are leaving their home states because of new laws. They're looking for safer health care and schools, and many have landed in Colorado.
And as soon as I moved here, it was kind of slow, but I felt so much better mentally.
We will meet one family who started a new life in Denver after leaving Oklahoma, and that is a little later in this hour. This is CPR News.